Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Welcome into the NBA Morning Deuce for Thursday, April 8th. Alex's final show of the week. Alex, are you excited to have a night off tomorrow night?
You know, I guess I am. But I think I'm like everybody else, and I like listening to the show when it's you and somebody else that knows what they're talking about. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there are pros and cons to having somebody who knows what they're talking about on the show with me. Yeah. But hey, we get by. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That person tomorrow will be Andrew Claudio, who is the super producer for Knicks Film School, which is the best Knicks podcast there is on Blue Wire Podcast. So he's coming on tomorrow to talk with me. So we will talk about the Celtics Knicks game from tonight, but we will pretty much focus on the Celtics. So I want to save the Knicks talk for when he comes on tomorrow. Big slate of games tonight. Utah and Phoenix are playing right now. I thought about waiting till the end of this one because it is a pretty important game, but we'll see how it goes. Maybe it'll be close then. It's third quarter just started. Phoenix has pretty much controlled the game up until this point. 51-42 at the beginning of the third. So we'll see how that goes. There's a big, I'm trying to think of the way to put this, but there was a big step forward in one of our mysteries of the NBA season that we've been trying to figure out. That happened today. So that's a little tease for you and for the listeners.
Yeah,
it just happened. So like it just literally happened like minutes before we started recording. So
we will talk about it.
It was while you were asleep.
Just, I was asleep for like 30 seconds, I think.
It was while you were asleep. But you're awake now. So we'll talk about the obviously the biggest story of tonight, which was Kevin Durant returning for the Nets. It was such a weird situation, right? Like I think I saw some people tweet out, man, 40 minutes before the game that he was starting. And then Shams, a little bit after that, tweets out that he's coming off the bench. Then he didn't play in the first quarter. And then he didn't play for like the first half of the second quarter. And I even texted you. I turned the game off. I was like, I mean, they're already beating up on the Pelicans who are just so terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what are you going to do? You're playing the Nets, but they're so bad right now. And I was just like, I don't need to watch this team without James Harden and Kevin Durant just beat up on a shitty Pelicans team. So I changed it to the Knicks Celtics game. Then I checked the box score. And Kevin Durant all of a sudden has 7 points in 4 minutes. I was like, what the hell is going on? It was just so weird.
It was bizarre. And so I was wrapping up work when you texted me this. So I just assumed he got scratched or something. I was so
confused.
That's
what I thought.
Right? Yeah. So I was just saying, Malika Andrews, I think it was, said he was listed to start. Like that wasn't misreported. Like I think the Nets even listed him as a starter. And then somehow coming off the bench had something to do with limiting his minutes. I don't get that. Like, just all around weird. But he didn't miss a shot. So he's fine. He comes back, goes 5 for 5 for 17 points, 5 assists. I mean, he's completely fine.
Yeah, this team's stupid. I mean, it's ridiculous, man. It's just stupid. And look, I mean, they played, I guess at this point, we could probably make a case for New Orleans being the worst defensive team in the NBA. I mean, there's probably a pretty strong case. Statistically, I don't know. I think as of yesterday, they were like 28th or 29th in defensive rating, but they're just horrible. So them getting blown out is not a huge surprise, but Kevin Durant's just, he's different. He's different than the other. He's different than James Harden. He's different than Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
I watch this team with just Kyrie. I watch it with Kyrie and James Harden. James Harden's in the MVP conversation. James Harden's an incredible basketball player. I watch Kevin Durant for 5 minutes and I'm like, this team is probably going to win a championship this year. Like, they're loaded. But then when you add KD back into the mix, it's like, it's not fair. It's just not fair. He's that good. If he's healthy, he's that good.
I feel like we're doing the exact same thing we did at the beginning of the season when, you know, he came back healthy and we're like, oh my God, Kevin Durant's this good. You know, I forgot how good he is. You know, he misses a couple months or a solid month and a half, 2 months. And then we're just like, oh my God, Kevin Durant's the second best player in the league. You know, the guy, because he's so unique, like with his height and ability to shoot, like it's just, you almost don't even believe what you're watching sometimes. But I had the same thing that happened on opening night when I texted you. I was like, he's healthy. He's absolutely healthy. Happened tonight because he just makes it look effortless. He's so gifted. It's absurd.
Yeah. And now the difference between opening night and tonight is this team now also has LaMarcus Aldridge and Blake Griffin, who look like they haven't missed a beat either.
Mm-hmm.
They look like they totally conned their ways out of their situations and are just both just back.
Yeah. There was some stat I heard. I think Blake has 5 dunks already since joining the Nets, and he had five dunks.
He had a great dunk tonight.
Yeah.
Like, he looked super explosive,
but I think he only had 5 dunks with the Pistons like for the whole year, like including this year and last year.
I don't think he had a dunk since like December of 2019.
Yeah, something crazy.
No, that was the stat, I'm pretty sure. Everyone was like, he can't dunk anymore. He played against the Heat earlier in the year, and Heat fans were making fun of him because Eric Reed, the announcer, just basically destroyed him on air. And I guess somewhat deservedly so. Like, all he was doing was taking jumpers, and it's just, like, not the same player.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, like, everyone people just don't pay attention, man. And I'm not saying he's Blake Griffin first pick franchise player, but for 15 to 20 minutes a game, he's pretty damn good on a team that's this loaded. And LaMarcus Aldridge looks so good. He looks so good.
Yeah.
This team is absurd, man. It's just not.
This is random. Has LaMarcus Aldridge's like running style been a joke for a while? Like, have you noticed when he runs, like his full arms go?
No, I saw Kyrie. I really noticed it.
So I think one of the first games he had a nice bucket, and they cut to Kyrie Irving on the sideline, and he was like clearly making fun of the way LaMarcus Aldridge runs.
No,
and now I can't like unsee it. He runs like a goofball.
But I didn't notice that.
Next time you see him, check it out.
And no Harden still. We don't know when Harden's going to be back. Like, again, you can't like praise too much for blowing out New Orleans because New Orleans stinks. But it's like LeBron, Cade, LeBron's one, then KD's like very close, and then it's everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't watch a lot of I don't think that's even an exaggeration. I think some people will probably be like, oh, come on. But I don't watch a lot of guys and feel the way when I'm watching Kevin Durant, you're just watching transcendence. Like, there's just not guys like him.
I just feel like the couple of guys we have had at that number two spot, Anthony Davis, Kawhi at one point a while back, like
Giannis probably at some point.
Just like on like the eye test, he's just better. He's just superior. Like, just watching him do what he does best. He's number two.
He's truly, I mean, you'd be hard pressed. Like, I'm sure people from different eras and this and that we'll say different guys, but you'd be hard pressed to find a guy who you could truly say is a more skilled scorer in the history of the game, right? Just like scorer.
Right.
That can score at every level, that 7 foot dribbles like a guard, can pass. It just does a little bit. Has there ever been anyone with that tool skill set? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. Just because of his size. Yeah. I mean, he gets a good shot whenever he wants.
Yeah. It's crazy. And you're right. You actually hit it on the head. Like, he's been out for so long. We forget all over again. And then he comes back and like, God, this team's not fair. Like, before it was like, okay, how's it going to be when he comes back? They're loaded, but maybe I don't see if this team's healthy. I don't understand how any team could beat them. It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't seem possible.
All three of them. And then you had what they added. It's crazy.
It's wild. I feel like I'm way like being a captive of the moment because it was the first night back and they blew out a really shitty team, but it's hard not to be when you see it.
They did just go, what was their record without him is nuts. And then
it was like 26-9 or something, 23-9 or something like that.
They're already, it's a really good team. And then you just add the second
right,
best.
But I think what blows
we probably
me away,
are, yeah, I probably am overreacting as well.
But. I think what blows me away is while he was out, James Harden became like an MVP favorite. But then KD comes back and it's I don't even think it's close. Even close who's the best player, right? You know what I mean? Like They already had a guy who people were like, oh, this guy's the MVP candidate, MVP front runner with Jokic. And then KD comes back and it's like everyone else is an afterthought. Like everyone else on that team is a role player to KD, which might be an overstatement, but I don't think it is. I know. You know what crazy. I mean? It's weird to say because you do have an MVP on the team. You do have Kyrie who's having the best year of his career. And then two other former All-Stars. I think a guy on the radio today said like, they're basically have like a Team USA.
It's close. Yeah. I mean,
you throw Joe Harris in the mix, you know what I mean? DeAndre so Jordan, good. Like it's crazy. Mm-hmm. And I honestly, I don't know, man. Even if them and the Lakers full strength, how are the Lakers stopping them? I know the Lakers are a great defensive team. How are they stopping all that? How's anybody stopping all that?
Anthony Davis has to prove he's not that far behind Kevin Durant.
How are they stopping all of it?
Yeah. I just think that'd be the key to that series is Anthony Davis going to completely dominate or not?
Yeah. That's crazy. That's going to be, if everyone's healthy, that's the championship. I'm more confident now that Brooklyn's going to the finals than I am the Lakers at full strength. Cause I do think there are better, not that Philly or Milwaukee, or if Miami somehow makes, you know, can put it together and make a run, not that they can't beat Brooklyn, but I look at the way Kevin Durant is, if everyone's healthy, I feel like they're so much better than every other team in the East. And in the West, there's teams that have gotten a lot better.
Yeah.
That could maybe compete.
Yeah.
I feel like the Nets, I'm overreacting. This is an overreaction episode. I'm overreacting.
Well, I mean, it's impressive to catch yourself in the moment, but yeah.
I love watching Kevin Durant play basketball. And the people who hate on Kevin Durant are stupid. Like he's just, if you like basketball, how could you not like watching the guy? He's so damn good.
Yeah. It really was. It's like poetry in motion. Like even for his, 18 minutes? How many? He had 19 minutes tonight.
It's wild. It's unbelievable. And then Zion. And then they held Zion to 16 points, which, they're not known to be a defensive team, right? But no other team in the NBA is doing that right now. Even when they lose, the guy's been averaging 30 over the past month.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of says something, I think. I don't know what it says, but it says something, I would think, able to shut him down.
I think when they got they put the big three together, we said, like, they don't even have to be a good defensive team. They just have to not suck defensively. And they might be trending toward that, so.
Man, it got me excited watching that guy play basketball. Elsewhere in the East, Boston, I mentioned, that's the game that I switched to. They squeak out a win against the Knicks. And it's actually, I think at this point in the year, that's a huge win for Boston. No Kemba Walker, which we've talked about, like when one of those three doesn't play, they're not a very good team. And it's weird because it was another one of those games where Jason Tatum didn't feel like he played good for a lot of the game. And then he had 25 and he had He had 25 and 10. Jaylen Brown was dominant. Like, they, these two have to dominate for them to win games, and they still only score 101 points.
Yeah. I think this might be, of the whole season, the most telling plus minus stat of the year. Tristan Thompson is plus 24. The next closest Celtic is plus 9. So he's only on the floor for 22 minutes, and they're a different team. Like, that's how bad these bigs are. Tristan Thompson comes back from COVID and makes a huge impact, and they beat a likely playoff team. He might be a key for them. I mean,
he's definitely a key, because they don't have anybody else.
I don't know if it's enough to like turn the team around entirely, but they're a much better team.
They should have lost this game. They should have lost this game. The Knicks are the Knicks. They're gonna have games where they just can't score the basketball, and it is what it is. But
they waste a great game from RJ Barrett. He had 29 tonight.
Yeah, he's been playing really well for them. But I agree. I don't think that like that getting Tristan Thompson means anything in terms of them becoming all of a sudden like a top five team again, or top four or whatever. But just every game for them is so important, because they're just not as good as we thought.
Yeah.
They didn't look good all game. Like, I thought the Knicks were going to win this game. They squeaked it out because Jaylen Brown played great. So they need, I mean, it has to be every night for them to compete. Every night, those two. And I don't think it's going to happen. Just don't. It seems like Celtics fans have started to turn on Tatum a little bit.
Really?
Like, casual Celtics fans, but like, it seems like Celtics Twitter is getting a little antsy about how he's been playing lately, which is absurd.
Yeah. I mean, that is kind of, I think it's so clear to me. It's the roster construction more than him, but
yeah. All right. Let's talk conspiracy theories.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Denver, right as we were getting ready to record, beat San Antonio 106-96. So they have now won 7 in a row, I believe, right? 7 in a row, hottest team in the NBA. Unless Phoenix wins this, then they're tied with the longest win streak in the NBA. So they're playing great basketball. I didn't even look at their Jokic, basically another triple double. Michael Porter Jr., 18 and 10. They get this win again without Jamal Murray. But in the second quarter, one Michael Malone gets ejected from the game, defending Nikola Jokic. Hey, and you pointed out to me, he got a couple dribbles in before he left the court, which is
hilarious.
Good on him, right? I do find it weird that Mike Malone gets ejected, and who gets meaningful minutes in the second half? JaVale McGee. You know who else gets garbage minutes? Bol Bol.
Wow.
Mike Malone not coaching the second half, meaningful minutes for JaVale. The announcers, the Denver announcers, loving them some JaVale McGee. Energy's infectious. I don't know how many times. Must have heard that 17 times from their announcers in the 13 minutes that he played. Bol Bol comes in. The teammates, everyone, they're going nuts. Every time he touches the ball, they're all up. They want him to go. They love him. He can't get on the floor when Mike Malone's coaching. But Mike Malone gets ejected, it's Bol Bol time. I think we have our answer. I think we have some part of it. We're getting closer to an answer. It's Mike Malone. I don't think it's the front office. I think it's Mike Malone.
Look, you've said multiple times on here, you're not a conspiracy theorist. Well, I am. Okay. And I am so convinced of the point you just laid out. Like, it's obvious. 4 minutes for a Bol Bol is like basically like 48 minutes for a regular guy. Like, that's how unheard of it is.
They beat.
It's gotta be.
Listen, they beat the Spurs tonight by 10. The Spurs are not a bad team. They were beating Detroit by 30 the other night, or whatever it was, with 3 minutes left, and Bol Bol couldn't get in the game.
Michael, has anyone ever been this far in someone's doghouse? Like, what?
Yeah, but what about JaVale McGee? JaVale McGee doesn't get minutes either. The dude in a game that was easily could have, you know, could have gone either way. Denver ultimately, you know, they pulled away in the second half, but 13 minutes, 7 points, 8 rebounds for JaVale McGee. But when Mike Malone's coaching, guy can't get on the floor. Well, I don't understand. Does he have something against traditional bigs? Even though Pol Pol is the furthest thing from a traditional big.
I don't know. I don't. There's no way to explain it other than that he doesn't like them or they did something.
Does Blue Wire have a Denver podcast? I don't think they do. We got to find a Denver guy to bring. We got to bring some Denver people
on
here.
What the hell is going on here?
We got to get
some insider info there. Yeah.
We got to get to the bottom of this because it just doesn't make sense. That's really all I have to say about this game. The Nuggets are very good. They won a game that they should win. But the Bol Bol JaVale McGee situation is becoming a little clear. It's still not clear why Mike Malone hates them, but it is becoming clear that Mike Malone hates them.
Mm-hmm. And so, man, it's like the perfect thing that could have happened to parse apart. Like Mike Malone gets ejected. Like that never happens, you know? And then we get to see what it looks like when he's not on the bench.
We get to see amazing. Good, like important minutes for JaVale McGee.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to hear the announcer just loving up on him, just loving him. And not only that, they said that when Bol Bol was getting ready to come in, who was coaching him up? JaVale McGee.
Hmm. Oh, that's who I want in the ear of my young stuff.
Yeah, you're damn right. You want the 3-time NBA champion in his ear. He has more championships than the rest of the roster combined.
Mm-hmm.
Which, because I'm pretty sure no one else on the roster has a championship.
Anyone has one. Man, so to me, the biggest reveal here is that we know where the problem. Like we had speculated, you know, maybe the GM they're trying to hide him. The
money,
owner has an issue
money,
with
him. Maybe they're like long playing.
The issue is with Mike Malone and these guys.
And the problem becomes they're so good that you can't like argue with the things that Mike Malone does. This is us just desperately wanting to see a guy play basketball and not understanding why he can't play in scrap minutes. But you can't be like, it's not like this team sucks. And it's like, why isn't he playing his, you know, young talent? I mean, he's not playing him because he's not in the rotation. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like harping on something that ultimately doesn't matter a ton, but it's still weird.
Well, last night or the night, I forget, but that was egregious. Not hitting the floor when they're up by 30 was
or 20, whatever it was against
that,
the, against
insane.
The,
and the
arguably
crowd,
the worst team in the league
and the crowd chanting for the guy. We're on to something.
I wonder, were they home? No, they were away. They were in San Antonio. I was going to say, I wonder if
they were home.
Were they home?
Yeah.
They were home? Oh, yeah. I wonder. So I didn't notice this, but I wonder if the crowd started chanting for Bol Bol and the interim guy who got nervous.
Like, he felt the...
Do I got to do what the fans are saying?
3,000 people.
And then, because here's the thing. Also, I'm sure the teammates are probably like, just do it. Mm-hmm. He's like, all
right. What if he's getting chewed out by the GM right now? What if it is?
No, by Mike Malone.
Yeah, well... Yeah,
he goes back into the coach's locker room.
Mike Malone's already annoyed.
Mike Malone's just in a towel. Just like he's like, good win.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
But we need to fucking talk.
4 minutes for Bol Bol.
He's like, You want to be a head coach in this league? You're listening to the fucking fans and JaVale McGee. That's what you want? You think you're gonna succeed by listening to the fans and playing bowl bowl 3 minutes and 47 seconds in this league? Do you see what we're doing here? We're fucking great. What I'm doing is right. It's just like laying into the
guy. Yeah, the guy's peeing himself.
Oh man. I don't know, man. It's just weird. The conspiracy lives on, but we're getting closer. We're getting closer.
The economy is made up of real people doing real stuff, and it affects everything. Which you obviously know since you're a real person doing real stuff. Marketplace is here to help you get smart about everything beyond the what of the day's business and economic news. We dig into the how and the why with the real people driving our economy. From big tech and interest rates to small businesses and what's happening at the Fed, Marketplace breaks it all down so you don't have to. Listen to Marketplace wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't even know where to go after that. I feel like I just expended a lot of energy on talking about
that. That was powerful, yeah.
There also wasn't a ton of other like great games. Oh, I do want to talk about the Indy Minnesota game. Indy beat Minnesota 141-137, which is an absurd score for a game that didn't go to overtime. But a good win for the Pacers. We didn't even talk about this yesterday because I honestly didn't even notice it when we were talking about the Pacers and their injuries. Miles Turner's hurt now. Hurt his ankle.
Did he get hurt in that game?
Hurt in the game.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, because I knew he, like, when he was out tonight, I was like, Jesus, they're shorthanded as hell.
Yeah, they're playing Caris LeVert in a G League team right now. And they scored 141 points, which I get it that the T-Wolves are bad, but that's embarrassing. Giving up 141 to this team.
The Holiday really Brothers, the Holiday Lights were combined 43, which is nice. Man, dude, remind me. I need to write this down, but whatever the Pacers over for win total next year is, I'm hammering it. Because they're so much better than their record. They can't possibly have as bad of luck next year. I mean, we say it all the time. This team is so talented and they play hard.
Yeah. Now, the reason why I wanted to talk about this was because after the game, I guess Anthony Edwards was asked about the defense and the coaching or something about the coach. I didn't see the question, but the answer that he gave was coach can't come on the floor. He can't do shit, but tell us what to do. Shit, he's just saying words. We got to go out there and do the shit. Defense is effort.
Wow. Love it.
I mean, this
also maybe another one of those quotes that could get misconstrued if you're just forgetting it.
Yeah.
Coach can't do shit. But I know what he's saying.
Yeah. He's not wrong. He's right. And he's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I love him.
The guy's
it
has that it factor that you don't see that much, but he's special.
He's a special personality for sure. Talent, and he's obviously super talented, but he's a special personality. But you can't lose. You can't score 137 against lose to this team with all these players out. That's an embarrassing one. That's the type of game that if you didn't already fire your coach gets fired.
Mm, yeah. 141. I mean? That's a good point.
Yeah. But that's all I really wanted to get from that game because, I mean, neither of those teams are relevant at this point. Because we are only 20 games from the playoffs and doesn't look like either of these teams. Well, Minnesota definitely not going to be in the playoffs. But Houston got a win tonight. Another team that won't be in the playoffs. Another mind-blowing win here.
This is such a bad loss for the Mavericks, dude.
And it was just, weren't they on like a six-game win streak or something?
Something like that. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, five-game win streak, but their defense had looked so much better. And they're right there. They're duking it out for that proper eighth spot or seventh. Like they're grappling with Memphis for that 7 and 8 seed. It's just a terrible loss.
Yeah. I don't get it. And you know what's funny about it too? Do you know who didn't play?
Who?
Maxi Kleber.
Oh, I don't think that.
I'm just saying you crushed him the other night. You crushed him the other night on a 6-game win streak. You crushed Maxi Kleber.
Well, he played 32 minutes and didn't score. So
on a 6-game win streak, you crushed Maxi Kleber.
5-game win streak.
On a 5-game win streak, and then he doesn't play and they lose. I don't know if they're related, but I'm just saying
it
happened. It happened.
Did you watch any of this game? Because Luka looked not.
I did not. Luka. I saw a little bit of the fourth quarter when Kelly Olynyk was just like dominant.
Well, that's dominant. What he does. Houston Kelly Olynyk dominates.
18 rebounds.
The absolute green light, and he rebounds his ass off now. Now the thing that Doncic was not moving well in the fourth quarter, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like he never left the game, but he was wincing and. So I don't know if he was just dealing with like something or if it's like it's something to keep an eye on. My new favorite show, NBA Crunch Time.
Yeah, talk about NBA Crunch Time.
It was so you've mentioned on here or maybe just like in passing about how the NBA needs to emulate the NFL Red Zone.
They got to figure out something. Oh boy.
An NBA Network.
Whoa. What is happening right now?
What?
Rudy Gobert got, I don't know, he got hit in the head or something. He is. Down
really
on the floor. Oh, I mean, he's like holding his head and he's doing the like kind of like moving around like he's in pain.
Woozy. Oh,
he's up. God, okay. These guys are stuck. What a
place. He's a Frenchman. That might be offensive. I apologize. It was in jest. Anyway, yeah. NBA Crunch Time.
I barely got hit. What a puss. All right. God, good God. I mean, here's the thing. I don't even know where he got hit. Hold on. I need to see this replay.
Is it a fake out? Is it a...
He got hit by DeAndre Ayton. Let's see. Here's... Throw the ball up. It was like an open palm slap to like his head or something from DeAndre Ayton. Oh, accidentally. It was like a lob. Ayton tried to go up over him. If DeAndre Ayton did that to me, the reaction would be appropriate. Right. By me, 5'9", white Jewish guy. DeAndre Ayton doing that to Rudy Gobert, not appropriate reaction. Not an appropriate reaction. Okay, sorry.
Can I talk about NBA Crunch Time, man?
Please, please continue because I am actually interested in this show.
So the concept is brilliant. It's red. They're trying to bounce around the games that you want to see at the high leverage points in the game. They're definitely working out the kinks. It was Jared Greenberg hosted. There was way too much Isaiah Thomas, who he's rough. He's really rough. 3D was on there. He's okay. But it was really cool. If you have NBA Network, check this out. I think they're only going to do it when there's
these NBA kinks. TV.
NBA TV. Yeah. And I think they're only going to do it when there's like really big network or slates. Like they're not going to do it on like a 3 or 4 game night.
Fair.
But yeah, it was pretty awesome.
How do they maneuver? Here's my thing with like red zone when it's not the end of a game or they're not in the red zone, they can still still bounce around easily because plays are so, it takes so long for plays.
Right.
Like when on this, do they say like, we're going to take 3 minutes and go to this game or are they bouncing around? Because like I could see myself getting frustrated if they're like, all right, let's go to Brooklyn and they show one possession and they're like, oh, okay. Well, Phoenix just had a nice dunk and go to the Phoenix. Like I could see that getting a little frustrating.
Right. So I guess for red zone, obviously when a team is in the red zone, they go to that game that. Or double box it. Right. So with this, it's more like they're just going to games randomly unless the game is in the final minute or so. Then they're like, okay, we're locked in on that game. But
are they double boxing on this too?
Yeah. Yeah. There's double. I didn't see a triple box yet, but there's a couple solid double boxes in there, but
love a good double.
So like, yeah, they'll go to a game for 3 minutes. And then when that I'm sure there's all kinds of deals and regulations and whatever. And then when they're done in a certain game, they'll either go back to studio or go to like a highlight package and then go to the next game that's got some action. Could be really good. They got to ax Isaiah Thomas off there because he's I don't think that guy's doing too well, but it's good stuff. I'm trying to remember why I brought that up for this game. Something in particular. Oh, because Isaiah Thomas noticed that Luka Doncic was not moving well. So
He actually So I was just about to say, so you just basically fired the guy from NBA TV, but then brought up that he made the point of your whole entire point of this conversation.
I do see how that was a little contradictory, but he was horrible the whole night.
You literally just fired Isaiah Thomas, but then was like, the reason I know that Luka Doncic was slow because Isaiah Thomas brought it up.
Mm-hmm. He was right. I watched him after that and he was wincing and it was all messed up. So
how did Porzingis look?
He looked
Porzingis, because I don't know if I mentioned this. Kelly Olynyk had 18 rebounds.
Yeah. So yeah, KP didn't look great. He was minus 19 tonight. So it's a bad game. It's a really bad game for them.
I wonder if this is going to be like John Wall's new thing where he plays like every 10 games, has 31, gets a win, and then sits out for 10 games.
Yeah.
Isn't this his first game in a while? I don't remember seeing him play in a while.
It's definitely his first impact. Let me go to his game log real quick. But he was hitting like pull up threes. He was out of his mind. No, he played on the 29th. He played like a week ago.
But he plays once a week.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to play once a week.
That's cool. I mean, if you can do it, it's good for him.
Some really nice minutes. Well, a really nice game from Kevin Porter Jr. He had a key block at the end, led to a dunk.
That dunk was...
That's a piece. He's pretty, a piece. Yeah,
that dunk was sick. He's a piece. Speaking of pieces, I was wrong about the Kelly Oubre commercial. It was not Auto Trader's, CarMax.
Okay. Yeah.
Saw it again today. Also, you watched the Brooklyn, a little bit of the Brooklyn game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice that they like rolled out? There's like six new Toby and Bogey commercials.
I saw two.
They're like constant. It's like every commercial break, there's another one. And they're all just Boban counting goldfish.
Yeah,
it's hilarious.
They're really one like goldfish, low end concept. Like, but yeah, no, they're good.
Well, it's literally like he got finished counting the goldfish, and Tobias Harris is like, "Are you sure?"
Yeah,
and he starts over, and then every commercial is just him recounting his goldfish.
Yeah,
it's pretty funny.
Honestly, I was at the grocery store and I almost grabbed goldfish. The advertising,
that's what happens. Yeah,
right. So it's working. I don't see myself getting out of the grocery store again without a bag of goldfish. So.
I haven't had goldfish in a while, and I was at the grocery store today, but I didn't get them. I didn't walk through that aisle though. I bet if I saw them,
right? That's good marketing.
Like, I want to be like Boban.
We're now talking about goldfish on an NBA podcast. I mean, that's good marketing
for the second night in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we will probably won't stop talking about it. We also have talked about CarMax and Auto Trader two nights in a row on an NBA podcast. That's a lot of free advertising for all of our listeners that we have. All right, a few more games. Maybe this Phoenix-Utah game might be done by the time we're done. Ah, Utah just took the lead, 81-79 with 11 minutes left. The Grayson Allen show continued tonight. Memphis beat Atlanta 131-113. Grayson with 30 points. That's a pretty crazy number for him. Ja Morant played, so obviously his injury from last night wasn't that big of a deal, which is good. But Atlanta, I mean, look at this starting lineup. Look at this team. They're just decimated. No Capella, no John Collins, no Hunter, no Gallo.
Gallo's down now.
They're just a mess. And they're still the fifth seed in the East, but they're a mess. Like, I don't understand what is going on there. Like, what? I don't know what Capella's reasoning for not playing was either.
Let me check real quick. Achilles will be held out of Wednesday's game. I guess he has a sore Achilles. That's not good.
It's not ideal. Not ideal at all.
John Collins able to put up some shots at Monday's practice. DeAndre Hunter, he's going to undergo a minor procedure on his right knee.
Very, very, very worried about DeAndre Hunter.
Yeah, that's not good.
Especially I think that'll be the second minor procedure on his knee this year.
That sucks because he was turning a corner for sure.
Are you sure that's not the one he already had?
It's from April 5th. Hold on.
Wow. That's
it's non-surgical. So what is so maybe they're draining his knee? I don't know. Non-surgical procedure for Hawks Hunter.
Yeah, I don't know. But either way, I mean, this is his second long stint missing with the same knee injury. Not good. It wasn't, remember when it first happened, it was like chronic something, right? We were like, oh, that doesn't sound
good. That's not good. Yeah, I remember that.
Team's a mess. I don't know. They're going to get to the playoffs and not be healthy and just like, they're going to get blown out.
Maybe they can get right before them. I don't know.
It's going to be tough. There's not a lot of time left. John Collins had an ankle injury that he's missing a lot of time with. So he's going to take time to get back. I don't think Hunter will be back. I just don't think he's playing this year.
The Achilles thing, whatever this Capella thing is a big curveball.
Yeah, it's weird. But for Memphis, that's their fourth win in a row. I mean, they're coming on at the right time with that, the way the West, that bottom of the West is. It's good for them. And I think Jaren Jackson might be back soon.
That would be awesome.
I think. I don't actually know.
See the latest
report. I could have made that up. I don't know.
Wow. Well, make his return by the end of April. It's incredible.
Oh, so that would be the playoffs.
Yeah. That was a March 26th report.
Imagine. Okay. So they get. Dude, here's. This is my. I don't think this will happen. But in a perfect world right now would be Grizzlies get Jaren Jackson back. They've played their way up to the sixth seed. They beat the Clippers in the first round.
Oh man, that'd be special. Because talk about like two polar opposite teams.
Although I don't think that there's a good chance that the Clippers are not in the three seed by that point because Denver is
scorching.
They're rolling, but and Memphis is, I don't think they can play their way all the way up to five. And I don't think they would beat anybody else in the first round. I would just love to see Memphis, if Memphis is going to beat any of those teams. Like, I think all those other teams have a chance to actually win the West. So I don't want Memphis to like upset them because then they'll just lose in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see them upset the Clippers because I don't think the Clippers are going to do shit anyways.
That'd be beautiful. And just an all-time two-year fuck-up for a team.
Yeah. By the way, there was a report that came out today
from
Sam Amick and John Hollinger, I think, together reporting that team sources and rival executives expect Kawhi Leonard to be back with the Clippers.
Okay.
There was also reports – like 2 days ago that Kawhi would love to play with Jimmy Butler.
Right. Yeah.
So
if I had to bet that, well, I guess depending on the odds, I just feel like he's going to bolt.
If they lose.
Yeah.
If they lose. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think they're winning. So. Oof. Woof. All right. Two other games other than this Utah Phoenix game, Charlotte beat OKC. You texted me during this game and said, OKC is unbelievable. I said, unbelievably bad, ? And you said, yes.
The guys they're rolling out there, I mean, it's Ty Jerome got 20 minutes, and he might have had one of the worst three-minute stretches on NBA crunch time I've ever seen. Like, two turnovers that were just like passes I would make in, like, a rec league, where I'm just, like, completely gassed, and I just pass it to the other team by accident. This Pokuševski guy, like, he's fun because he's talented, but he doesn't look well. Like, he's 190, he's listed at 190, but he's not even 175.
The weird thing with Poku is that I know everyone loves him and I'm sure he's good. So I try to watch them to see, like, I turned that game on today to see what the buzz is about, and he didn't do shit.
Right. But he looks good. Like, he looks skilled, but
didn't do shit while I was watching, but he ended up with 25. He made seven threes.
He made seven threes and they were all wide open. So they do play hard, but Moses Brown looks like an absolute just bozo. Like, the way he moves, he just like this team is like, they're worth watching just because you can't believe what you're seeing. But they play hard. They play hard enough, but they're just so bad.
What about Tony Bradley, the franchise?
Big T, 21 minutes. good game for him. 7 boards, 12 points. Good for him.
Jalen Horde, the guy you'd never heard of.
Haven't heard of that guy. He got 24 minutes. I still haven't heard of that guy, even though I said his name
yesterday. Was it yesterday?
Yep. Theo Maledon is just, he's their best player. Theo Maledon's their best player.
It's his second big game this week.
Yeah. No, I know. He's got like some upside. So interesting. Oh, he was a Sixers draft pick? Wow. Okay. I guess we dealt him on draft night. All right.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Utah's up 4 and Donovan Mitchell's going to the line.
This cat is unruly right now.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out am I trying to stretch the rest of this episode to get to the end of this game, or are we just rapping? Or, and also, do we want to talk about Wizards Magic?
Wizards Magic was a shit show, and there's not even like, well, Brad Beal's back, so that's good. He had 26.
Russ had another triple double.
Magic are bad. They're handing out free wins unless you're the Clippers.
RJ Hampton had another decent game.
That's a good move. That's a good move for them. Mo Bamba with 19. That's about it for that game. The Wizards won the game.
This can't be good content when we start getting to these games.
Right. So,
you know what I mean? Like, what?
Right.
We're just spinning our wheels trying to figure out interesting things to say about fucking Orlando Magic. Mm-hmm. It's rough. Rough, guys. Rough, listeners. But we do it for you. You know? We do. We try. There was another piece of news today. Not important news. DeMar DeRozan is planning on like going all like completely free agency, like not going back, not necessarily like not going to commit to San Antonio. Like he's going to be a free agent this offseason.
Okay. Does he have a player option at the end of the year or what?
I'm not sure, but it is interesting because it's not like a great free agent class and he's still very good. Yeah. I think he would be a really nice piece for a lot of teams, and especially like a lot of teams who were expecting to spend some money this offseason.
Right.
He could be an option.
What do you think he's expecting to make? You
know, 20 like million.
Okay.
Actually, maybe more. Jeremy Grant got 20 million. DeMar DeRozan's arguably a better player than Jeremy Grant. Mm-hmm. I mean, actually, I don't even think it's arguably. I think DeMar DeRozan has proven that he's a legit primary scorer in this league.
Yeah, right. But who I'd rather give Jeremy Grant a 4-year contract or whatever than DeMar DeRozan at this point because of Jeremy Grant's upside. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but see, that's how I feel like that's how front offices get in trouble because, sure, yes, Jeremy Grant has higher upside, but when he got that deal, you didn't know that. Like when he got when he got to 20 million, it was like 20 million. Whereas DeRozan, even though he's a little bit older, he's still, I mean, isn't he? I feel like he's having a really good year.
He is. Yeah. Yeah. He's a great player. I just mean, by the end of this deal that you're, that you would give him, he's going to be 34. So,
okay. So, yeah. But then it'll be the end of the deal. Mm-hmm. And now you can always trade someone in the last year of their deal. So,
who do you think should go after? I mean, it wouldn't be a good fit in Miami, right? I mean,
it's funny how Miami always comes up,
right?
Well, it's because they're so active.
Yeah, wouldn't necessarily be a good fit in Boston.
I would say, like, depending on what their offseason looks like, New York is an option.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
The Clippers, maybe, if they could get him on, like, if Kawhi and Paul George are back and they can get him on some type of affordable deal to be their third option, that would be cool. Mm-hmm. He'd be good there. Like a lot of teams. I think a lot of teams would.
Lakers, honestly. I mean,
they don't have the money, but Denver.
Yeah.
Like he's, wouldn't you say? I mean, I think he's probably better than Will Barton, right? Mm-hmm. Barton's a better defender, probably. I don't know. I don't know. There's a lot of teams. Toronto, go home, save the franchise. One last run with Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan.
One more chance to get bounced in the second round.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Lakers. I think he was linked to Lakers pretty heavily. Like if the Lakers.
From LA. So yeah.
And I think like if the Lakers do get bounced, expect there to be some pretty sweeping changes because I don't anticipate, I can't imagine. LeBron's going to be super happy with the roster if they don't win a title, you know?
Right.
So, but there's just not a lot of guys out there. There's not a lot of free agents. So it's an interesting one. All right. I think that's it. Don't you?
Yeah, I think so. Why are you so down in the dumps right now?
No, it was a good episode. I'm disappointed that we're not going to be able to react to the end of this Phoenix Denver game. But it is late. It's late.
If it ends on a buzzer beater, we'll do a 30-second emergency deuce. How about that? I'll pop back on. Or is that a promise we can't keep?
That's a promise I'm not going to keep.
Okay.
We can absolutely keep it. I'm not going to keep it. Yep. I think that's it. It's a regular season game, right?
We're in the dog days. It's April 8th.
Yep. Tomorrow will be fun. Now,
wow, thanks, dude.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
You know how it goes. Unless you despise the Knicks, which a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Hopefully you still listen, because we're not just going to talk about the Knicks. We're going to talk about a lot of Eastern Conference stuff. A lot of Eastern Conference. Heat play tomorrow. Bucks play tomorrow. Raptors play tomorrow. Bulls play tomorrow. A lot of Eastern Conference to talk about. Plus, obviously, Knicks and Nets. Might as well talk some Nets too.
Got
to
talk
Nets. Same city. You know, how do hardcore Knicks fans feel about the Nets? Probably don't care. They probably
Is there a little bit of a rivalry going on?
No, I bet you. But I would imagine, based on the limited amount of time that I live there, that majority of people that live in New York don't even like recognize the Nets.
Right.
It's like, you mean the team from New Jersey? You know, like they don't even think about them, even though they're going to win a title potentially, but they still don't think about them. But so Andrew Claudio from Knicks Film School on tomorrow's episode.
Do not miss it, Deucers.
And then Monday, Jabari Davis returns. Fan favorite Jabari Davis.
The second best person on this podcast. He's already ahead of me.
It's possible. I like this like self-deprecating character though.
Yeah, I'm good at it.
You're real good at it. All right. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a good night or day. I guess day. Later.